Welcome to Gaia's Love, a podcast to guide you home into your human journey here on Earth. My name is Vivian Gerard, and it is my delight to co-create with Gaia and share our messages from Source in this now moment. Here we go. Episode 475. 475. Isn't that wild? Like, sometimes these numbers just blow me away. We have had a lot of conversation in this space. It is Friday here in Cincinnati as I record this. It's a gorgeous spring day. I have the amazing blessings of a new roof being installed today on our house. And so there is a construction crew here, and I wasn't sure when the day would happen that they would be coming, but it is today. So I am recording in a very active soundscape, and I want to name that right at the beginning. The title for today is called Under Construction. It's a messier episode with a lot of unsolved threads in my journey and a lot of extra sounds coming in that may enter into this recording. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but if you don't like messy, this is probably not the episode for you. So no worries. I will be back next week, and I'm sure it will be a much quieter experience. The duality of this life is really showing itself to me right now, and I'm just so aware of how much commitment and focus it takes to stay present in our human life that we're living, in our reality, and how we're constantly being offered all these moments of choice that I talk about in past episodes. And in our moment of choice, we activate the reality that we are creating next. And the power of that is so real and so overwhelming at times that it's often easier to not be present, to not be in our body, to not feel all the feelings, to not deal with all the mess. And we end up recreating what we already know or what we're comfortable with, because it just feels calmer, less disruptive. You know what I mean. And so today I am showing up very uncomfortable in my body, very aware of how much effort it's taking to stay present, and also really committed to this journey I am on of self-awareness and growth, and the commitment I've made in this podcast to show up for myself first, because it holds me accountable to continuing to learn more about myself and deepen into this human journey, to stay open to the love that Gaia has for each one of us, and to share that, to transmit that on a consistent basis. So I'm showing up very unfinished, very messy in my delivery of my message, in the emotions inside of me, all of the things. And also really wanting to be transparent and vulnerable in what's my reality, what's present for me right now. Of course, the crew is working right outside my window now. They've been in the front and now they've come to the back. It's perfect. I'm so grateful for the beauty that is constantly unfolding in this reality, for what's always on the other side of the construction, the next expression, the vision coming into reality, coming into form, the connections, the teamwork that happens in the process of the construction, in the experience of the messiness, like the depth of connection that is formed in that space. And I don't take for granted the privilege of sitting inside recording a podcast while there are several people, 10, 15 people outside working really hard to make our home more beautiful. And the grace of that, the steadiness of the vision that my husband holds for the potential reality that we continue to step into, and the commitment I honor and I follow and I trust in the emotional vision for our future, in the energetics of what I feel possible, the infinite beauty coming into the physical form. It's a really powerful combination that my husband and I have co-created, and it's taken a lot of hard work to get to this moment. So, as my third eye itches, so I sit here today in the duality of so grateful for the mess and so excited for where we're going, and also knowing there's still always cleanup work, layers to be explored that sometimes aren't fun. It takes focus and time and commitment and steadiness to look inward and to own our stuff, you know? So here's the way it's played out for me this week. And I'm trusting that what I share serves you in finding matches in what you're experiencing, and that by showing up here and sharing, it expands consciousness for both of us. It deepens the potential of who each of us can become next and holds us both steady as we walk through what are some really tumultuous times, some intense shifts that are happening, you know, in consciousness and here in this 3D. So here's what it looked like for me. My mouth is so dry right now. I'm an energy coach. I'm really good at it. And I've been switching from in-person local community to an online presence where I magnetize towards me people who are happy to have sessions over the phone and in video and in virtual community, who want to do their own work in their own timing at their own pace. And so they're happy to have digital products and experiences that allow them that. I have received that in my own journey. I've signed up for lots of programs and work with coaches, and it's been remote. And it's always been a really powerful process. Always, always been a very powerful process for me. And so I know the exchange is possible. And there's been a lot of sorting through it in my own space. Like, what does that look like? And who am I in that new version of myself? And it worked before. Why did I leave what was comfortable to try something different? And how do I untangle from what was comfortable to step into this new version of myself without hurting or alienating the people that I used to spend a lot more time with? It's been a really bumpy ride. And I've created some experiences and products that I'm really proud of and set some pieces in place for really building an empire, a big platform with a lot of impact and a lot of love and heart and connection and community based, which is everything that's Pluto in Aquarius, which I talk about. And so in my schedule for the year, I put down on my calendar a live program to run in April. I thought it was going to be the next version of Awakening the Guides, which is what I've hosted around this time of year before, and beautiful content. It was how I had my own awakening, and the people who've gone through it have had very big awakenings in their journey. So I thought, I'll just redo that. Well, as I got closer, what kept coming through is a new name and a new energy. And so I decided on the title, Remember Your Power. And it was going to be chakra based, energy chakra. I would activate the chakras in a community experience download energy from source, as I am very comfortable doing, and then process it, integrate it within the community experience. And I was all set for it. I did some incredible, what I thought was good marketing, promotion, sharing my transmissions, inviting people in, and nobody signed up. And so I thought, well, I'll just create it anyway, because the transmissions need to come through and it's the right time and it's the right message. And so I'll start it on Monday like I thought I was going to, would have been this Monday, and run it all the way through like I thought I was going to. I love it. They're right here. They're right next to us. All these beautiful workers. Well, I had a conversation with my husband over the weekend about my business and growing my business and the way to market. At the same time, a woman I really admire had told me about a program called Rich Girls Reels, which was really about how to bring people into your work more directly through Instagram Reels, which I love Reels, but I haven't figured out what they call conversion, how you actually get people to act on the Reels that you make. So I signed up for the course and I was sharing with my husband, and he said, why don't you not do the program that you were going to create, the new one, and just focus your energy on the conversion, the marketing, the sales? Well, what does he know? So I said, no, I'm supposed to bring through the next transmission. That is my role. That is what I do. Proceed with my plans. Monday morning, an hour before I was going to start the call, I had an exchange session set up with a beautiful friend of mine. And she says to me the exact same thing, without knowing that that was like what had been sort of rumbling. She said, I don't think you're supposed to do that yet. I think you're supposed to get yourself organized and share what you've already created and allow what you've already moved through you to be experienced by other people. So maybe what you could do is not start the new and sit down and open up all of your products and place them, play with them, move them around like puzzle pieces, and rearrange them in your own understanding, your own awareness, your own mind, so that you can prepare how you want to do these Rich Girl Reels and share your work. You can be more structured in the approach. Two people in 24 hours who I trust telling me the same thing. I know how to trust the signs. I was like, okay, all right, we're going to redo the entire schedule for the next 10 days because my entire focus was on delivering this program. We're going to redo all of it and we're going to think in a different way and prepare a business structure in a way that I never really have like that before. Around the same time, we had a full moon in Scorpio, which is square Pluto in Aquarius. We also had Jupiter conjunct Uranus on Saturday last week in Taurus. All of my signs right now are being activated. That actually makes me want to cry. Like, all of my signs are square conjunct, like moving, pushing against each other. And I was watching a video while I was working out, and the beautiful astrologer was talking about the last time, two cycles ago, when Jupiter conjunct Uranus happened, because it's a 14-year cycle, would have been in 95, around then. He said that's when Steve Jobs launched the Apple campaign, Think Differently. And he said that is the best summary I could offer you for the energy of Jupiter conjunct Uranus. Think differently. So I receive all of this wisdom, message, guidance. I'm in all this astrological shifting energy. And I'm invited with the message from the latest sign, the video, to think differently. So that is what I did. I sat down on Tuesday and mapped out, reorganized all of the things that I've already created that I can share and offer. And I sorted them by what's already created and ready and can go immediately purchased by anybody. What's community? You know, I invite you into a community experience and we have this group live event or individual. So there were three columns of how things work in my business. And I was amazed at a few things. I was amazed at how much I've already created and how good I know the quality of it is. I was also amazed at how seeing it visually grouped and sorted helped my mind shift the perspective. It helped me map it somehow in my system in a different way and feel like I have a direction to go now. If I take these little products and do this and exchange this and then move that, I can link it to the reels and I can invite people directly into this product. And if this product feels good and they enjoy this, then the next one would be this one. And so I could suddenly create like a pathway for, and I don't want to say suddenly, I've tried to create this in my business before, but it hasn't felt like how it would work really easily. Now I see the path. I can feel how the flow would move in a very comfortable way for somebody and how inviting that is, and where I am in support of that along the journey, how much involvement and exchange of energy we have and time. So then I needed video for all my reels. So I created a whole bunch of videos, which was so much fun because I just put my little stand up and videotaped myself and created all this footage. And so now I have the content, I have the footage, I have the ideas, I have the structure. There's this whole map of what to do. And then came the energy work. Because that's all like sort of energy, but it's more 3D-ish. Then came the energy work of remember your power, which is why I wasn't ready to teach it yet. Because there's places that I haven't stepped into my power in the way that I want to lead the way that I want to lead. And I had multiple conversations this week, some individually, some in group, that were about the word that's most present for me is grief. The places where I haven't really allowed myself to, my friend this morning used the word mourn, and that's the right word, to mourn the ideas of how I thought things would go, you know, the ways I thought relationships would be, the even the way I thought my business would unfold. You know, I thought when I started my business, it was just going to be immediate success and everyone would love it and they'd all want to be doing what I'm doing. And it's been, this is my 9th year of opening my business in 2016, which is amazing that I'm still running my business and it's still a viable business. It's not the success that I wanted it to be yet, but I still am here doing this work and I know it's my life's work. But there definitely is a sense of it's still under construction now, 9 years later. We're still under construction. Like, why? Why hasn't it become what I thought it would be when I first birthed it? Yeah. There's a lot of layers of grief that are moving through me, and I'm just giving myself the grace of time to sit with it and to explore it. My friend this morning said, you know, we had a full moon in Scorpio on Monday or Tuesday. In a couple weeks, we're going to have the new moon, and maybe your invitation, they're like right above us right now. Maybe your invitation is to take this time and really deepen into what's happening inside of you. That's the work of remember your power. And I'm also grieving that I wasn't in the place to actually teach it the way I thought I was. You know, it's a bit of an ego blow sometimes when we think we're ready for something and then our soul, the universe, our guides is like, not yet. Not yet. You've got some work to do. You've got some cleaning up to do. And you can't rush the process. That beautiful song, you can't rush your healing, right? And you're just in it and walking through it. And so I was going to skip today doing a podcast. I'm like, no, I don't need to. And also, I don't want that kind of a business where it's just pretty and looks like it's polished all the time or like I've got everything figured out. I feel like in many of these episodes, I have shown up in process and said it and shared it. Like, I don't have the answers. I don't have it figured out, and I'm still committed to showing up. And that was really my intention for today. I don't know what the construction process is going to look like. I feel like for Pluto and Aquarius, you know, we might be in the under construction energy for a couple of years, like really intensely unraveling and redefining and thinking differently. Jupiter conjunct Uranus, it's a 14-year cycle and we're just starting it. So it might be intense for a little while. And then we'll find clarity and the cycle will continue. It will come to a completion and we will look back and go, oh my God, I remember who I was back then. I think back to who I was when I started my business, and you know, it started from fear, from the wound of being rejected from the community that I was in before, from, I don't know, a fear that it would be taken away from me, or that, I don't know, it started on a rough note. And I tried and failed and tried and succeeded and did this new thing, and some of that worked, did this new thing, some of that didn't work. I walked my way through defining what my business would become. And it was my soul journey for a long time until I think it was 2020, December 2020 or 2022 maybe. 2022 is when I changed it to Infinite Embodiment. And I became that business. I know it's not the right words. I became the me that was ready for the energy to open for Infinite Embodiment in the process of my soul journey's existence, the work, the business. Like, it took all of those years for me to be ready to stand and say Infinite Embodiment is now the work that I do and live and breathe, and that's the name of my business. And I'm a couple years into that, and I have more to go. I said that to my friend Jen earlier. I'm like, oh, thought I was done. She's like, no, you know better. You know better. We're always under construction, always. And yet there are moments where it's a bigger project than others. This moment feels like one of those bigger project moments. So of course, the roof of the house is being replaced, dismantled, and a new one put on. Of course. That's what I have for today. I would love to hear any reflections or matches you might have in the comments. It really does feel good to know that we've had a conversation and it's not just me sharing. It's nice when it's coming back. So if you feel like sharing a nugget, I would greatly love that back. And if not, I send you so many blessings and so much love, and I will see you next week. We'll see where we're at. Thank you for tuning into this vibration of pure love. Let's take this message of Gaia's love out into all of our relationships and communities today. So much love from my heart to yours.